we introduce two characters whom we believe you're going to find extremely entertaining, extremely amusing, although perhaps introduce is hardly the proper word at that. For these two characters are so essentially American, so typically a product of the country in which we live, that you already know all about them. They are characters which immediately have your understanding and sympathy. In spite of the humorous and oftentimes absurd situations in which you find them, you recognize in them something of American traditions in their purest form, something reminiscent of the days when life was less hurried and complex, when it was simpler and wholesomer and sweeter. You will laugh at these characters, as millions of people out here on the Pacific Coast laugh at them. But you will realize that their tremendous following, by far the largest following of any similar radio act in the West, was not built up merely through the fact that they make people laugh. Other radio acts do that. Acts which come, have their heyday of popularity, and wane. But the hold which these characters have upon their audience involves something besides the ability to provoke laughter, something that goes deeper than that, something that touches the inner nature of all of us. So we present Eb and Zeb, the proprietors of the general store in the town of Corn Center. Corn Center is an American town. It has no foreign population. It is not perplexed with a crime problem. The jargon of the racketeer is unknown here. The sophisticated wisecracks of Broadway have not penetrated. The fabric of its citizens' lives is woven of simple, homely incidents. In the past, it has perhaps been a trifle too conservative, too prone to cling to the ways of its fathers. It is awakening somewhat now, but the spirit of progress has not yet alighted on the general store. It's still the same old corner store we knew when we were kids. And here are Eb and Zeb behind the counter. Zeb, tall and angular, Eb, short and fat. He seems to be engaged in some sort of calculations with pencil and paper, and is having a little difficulty.
Daggannit.
Well, what's the matter now? You're always crabbing about something. What's the matter?
Oh, it's this here, that darn income tax thing.
Gosh almighty, ain't you made that out yet? Why, you're supposed to have had it in by the middle of last March.
I know it. That's what the fellow over at the post office was saying. He said he reckoned I must have made a mistake and thought it was for the fiscal year.
Well, you better get going with it, or you'll have some of these here government fellas after it.
Yeah, but I can't seem to make head nor tails out of the darn thing.
Oh, why, shucks, Eb, there ain't nothing to it. Bring it here. I'll give you a hand. Now, look. All you have to do is just answer these here questions. Now, let's see. Here's the first one. Is this a joint return?
No, this ain't no joint. It's a first-class store.
Correct. Just write that down now.
I got that. Now, what's next?
Well, it says here, were you at the head of a family on the last day of your taxable year?
Darned if I can remember just where I was on that day.
No. You don't get the idea, Eb. What this means is, was you the head man in your family?
I'll say I was the head man. Yes, sirree. What I say goes, and there ain't no argument, neither.
Yes, I always heard you never had any words with your wife.
Well, that's a fact.
Yes, they say she has them all.
Yeah, she has them. Say, looky here. That'll be about enough out of you. For 2 cents... I'd knock you so flat they could play on a Victrola.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Well, I would.
Well, do it. Do it. Come on and do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, you're scared to do it.
I ain't scared.
You are scared.
I ain't scared.
Oh, you are.
I ain't.
Oh, you are, tell you.
I ain't, and what's more, you keep my wife out of this. My wife's a lady. You understand? A lady. Why, all that I am, I owe to my wife.
Oh, what you are, you owe to your wife, huh?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Well, why don't you give her 30 cents and square the bill?
Now, look out now, gal, ding it. I tell you, I'm going to knock
you... Well, come on, let's see you do it.
Well, don't rush me. I'll do it.
Yes, you will.
Look out now. Yes. Here I come.
Yes, you will. Answer that telephone. Answer it, will you?
Well, hello? Yes, ma'am. Yes, just a second. Say, Zeb, it's Mrs. Plum. Says they're giving a bridal shower and wants to know what to take.
Tell her to take a cake of soap.
Hello? Say, why don't you take a cake of soap? What? Hello? Dad, dang it, she hung up.
Well, Come on, let's keep going this here income tax thing, then.
Well, read me the next question.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Here it is. What is your business income?
Oh, I generally get down here around 7:30.
Well, put it down.
Hold on there. If we put 7:30 down in this column, it means we got to pay $730.
Oh, no, it don't. No, it... we can get a deduction. We can take something off of that.
How much?
Well, now wait a second. I'll see. Oh, here you are. Yes, here it is. Says here, exemption. In case a taxpayer changes his status...
Changes his what?
Well, it says here, changes his status.
Shucks, I never had one to change.
Well, that's all right. Just put it down that you sent it to the laundry and it got lost.
All right. I'll write that there. All right, go ahead now.
The personal exemption shall be an amount which has the same ratio to $1,500 as the number of months during which the taxpayer was single bears to 12 months.
Single bears?
Oh, shut up, can't you, when I'm reading. Bears to 12 months plus an amount which has the same ratio to $3,500.
Hey, now wait a minute. A minute ago you said it was $1,500.
Oh, now, Dad, darn it, can't you keep still? I ain't through reading yet.
Well, you better quit right now, then. Because the longer you read, the more it's costing us.
Oh, it ain't another. Now, keep your trap shut. $3,500 as the number of months which the taxpayer was married... at the head of a family bears...
What I can't figure out is what these here single and family bears got to do with it.
Well, gosh almighty, Eb, it's plain as the nose in your face.
Yeah? Well, what does it mean?
Why, it means, wait a second now. It means just what it says here. If you own a single bear, you save $1,500. And if you own a family bear, you save $3,500.
Well, what does a good family bear cost?
Well, that's the catch, of course. You see, it costs just about as much as you'd save. So where are you?
Well, I'll put it down. We don't own no bears.
That's right.
What's the next question?
The next question is stock on hand. Gosh almighty, Eb, we got to take inventory.
Do we have to do that again this year?
Yes, sir.
Well, might as well get at it and get it over with. Tell you, I'll climb up on the shelves there and holler down to you what we got.
All right, go ahead.
You write it down there, and I'll climb up here. Just a minute.
Now, let me have your pencil. Let me have your pencil.
Use your own pencil.
Oh, shucks, I see it here now. I thought I'd lost it. All right.
You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Five cans of tomatoes. And one rat tap.
One rat tap.
See, these
bottles,
the labels is faded.
Yeah.
Two bottles of ketchup.
One rat trap.
There's four cans of beans.
Say, feel inside that box there and see what's in it.
All right. Ouch! One rat trap.
Now, what's that there bottle of stuff there?
That's Worcestershire. Sauce.
Oh, you mean it's worse? It's worse?
Yeah, it's worse.
Oh, hold on. Never mind saying it again. I know what 'tis. It's a hard word to say.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yes, the worst sauce is the worst is the... Say, listen, take that dad-dern bottle out and back and throw it away. I don't know how to spell it anyhow.
I reckon that's the best way out of it.
Yes, now wait a minute. What's in that there gray box?
Let's see. It says 12 pair of socks, Lizzie thread.
12 pair of socks, Lizzie thread. Okay.
Yeah, but the box is empty.
12 pair of socks, Lizzie thread, and empty box. Okay.
Gosh almighty, Zeb, look here. Look at these hats.
Well, I'll be switched. You know, I was wondering just the other day whatever become of them hats. Bring them down. We'll put them in the wind and sell them out.
You can't sell them out now. We've had them for 5 years. They're out of date.
Well, that's all right. We can renovate them, can't we?
What do you mean, rent? Rent them instead of sell them? Who in tarnation wants to rent a hat?
Well, I didn't say rent them. I said renovate them. Fix them up like new. Fetch them down here and quit occupying them.
Well, I'll bring them down. There you are. But I'm darned if I can see how you can fix them up.
Oh, shucks, that's easy, Eb. Why, looky here. All these here hats need is a new band. You know, if you just use your head...
Hey, look at Zeb. Here comes that feller Squeers. Oh, yes, see him out the window there.
Oh, boys.
Howdy, Mr. Squeers.
How are you this morning, Mr. Squeers?
Oh, I'm pretty fair. Well, how do you find things these days, huh?
By looking for him.
No. I mean, how's business? You know, business. It's about time for you fellows to be ordering another bill of goods, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Things are mighty quiet right now. I reckon we don't need nothing this trip, Mr. Squeers.
Say, does your firm sell these here rat traps made out of wire? You know, the kind that don't snap shut?
You bet we do. The Universal Supply Company sells everything, from needles to tractors.
Well, you might send us about a dozen of them kind of traps. No telling when we might be taking inventory again.
Yes, sir. 1 dozen of wire rat traps. Anything else now?
Nope, I reckon that's about all. Say, come to think of it, do you people sell that stuff for making hat bands?
Why, certainly we do. Didn't I say the Universal Supply Company handles everything? Do you want some material for bands?
Yep, better put that down, too.
Yes, sir. There you are. Rat traps and band materials. Just sign the order right there. Right there on the dotted line.
Right in the dotted line, eh? Well, there you be. And say, get that there band stuff to us right away, will
you? You bet I will. I'll wire for it tonight. You'll have it tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Well, so long, boys. See you on my next trip, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So long, Mr. Squeers.
Glad you come in, Mr. Squeers. Now, there you be, Eb. We'll get that there stuff for bands and sell out them hats in no time at all. You see, in this here business, you got to use your head.
But somehow or other, we feel a bit dubious about Zeb's scheme of putting new bands on the hats. However, there's nothing to do but wait until this time tomorrow. Eb and Zeb are on the air every evening.